you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 17th. Today's word is maunder, spelled M-A-U-N-D-E-R. Maunder is a verb that, when used in British English, means to grumble. It can also mean to wander slowly and idly, or to speak indistinctly or disconnectedly. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Anthony Lane. Listening to Kenneth Branagh playing Hercule Poirot feels like chatting with your neighbor over the garden hedge, and it's all too easy to be distracted by the foliage, I'm afraid, as he maunders on about knife wounds and sleeping potions and missing kimonos. The word maunder looks a lot like the word meander, and that's not all the two words have in common. Both mean to wander aimlessly, either physically or in speech. Some critics have suggested that while meander can describe a person's verbal and physical rambling, in addition to the wanderings of things like paths and streams, maunder should be limited to wandering words. The problem with that reasoning is that maunder has been used of the physical movements of people since the 18th century, whereas meander didn't acquire that use until the 19th. These days, meander tends to be the more common choice, although maunder does continue to turn up in both applications. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.